Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and we are continuing on our 50 days of counting the Omer, looking at the name above all names, Yeshua. Omer Day 22, Light of the World. John 8:12, Yeshua the Or, or Light. Yeshua spoke to them again, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives life. He is the only light that will lead us out of darkness in this world. Yeshua spoke to them again, still on the last day of Sukkot, Hoshana Rabbah. I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light which gives life. Isaiah 9:2, the people who walked in darkness have seen a great light. And Malachi 3:20, but to you who fear my name, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Both alluded to at Luke 1:78-79. Through our God's heart of mercy, the sunshine from on high will come upon us, to give light to those who sit in darkness and in the shadow of death, to guard our feet in the way of shalom. Isaiah 49:6. So he says, it is too trifling a thing that you should be my servant to raise up the tribes of Jacob and restore the preserved ones of Israel. So I will give you as a light for the nations, that you should be my salvation to the end of the earth. John 3:19-21. Now this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness instead of the light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone who does evil hates the light, and does not come to the light, so that their deeds will not be exposed. But whoever practices truth comes to the light, so that it be made known that his deeds have been accomplished in God. John 5:35. He was the lamp that was burning and shining, and you wanted to rejoice for a while in his light. But the testimony I have is greater than that from John. The works the Father has given me to finish, the very works I am doing, testify about me that the Father has sent me. While I am in the world, I am the light of the world. John 9:5. John 12:35-36. Therefore Yeshua said to them, the light is with you for a little longer. Walk while you have the light, so that the darkness will not overtake you. The one who walks in darkness doesn't know where he is going. While you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. Yeshua spoke these things and left and hid himself from them. All of these texts have been understood as referring to Yeshua as the light, or in connection with the light. His remark was specifically suited to the Feast of Sukkot, for according to the Mishnah, at the temple there were four golden menorahs with four golden bowls at the top of each, and four ladders each leading to a bowl. Four strong young Kohanim would climb up with pitchers, each holding 9 liters of oil, which they would pour into the bowls. From the worn-out drawers and girdles of the Kohanim they made wicks, and with them they lit the menorahs. And there was not a courtyard in Jerusalem that was not lit up by the light of the Beit HaShoevah. Pious men and men of good deeds would dance around the menorahs with lit torches in their hands, singing songs and praises, while the Levites played harps, lyres, cymbals, trumpets, and innumerable other instruments. Sukkah 5:2-4. The Gemara on this passage says the menorahs were 75 feet high. Thus the water drawing festival was accompanied by bright lights and dancing, for Sukkot is specifically a festival of rejoicing. As before, when the water from the shiloh was being poured and Yeshua used the occasion to invite people to come to him and drink, now he uses the fact that the feast is accompanied by a blaze of light to announce, I am the light of the world, adding a promise with implications for both this life and eternity. John 7:37, Psalm 43:1-5. Judge me, God, and plead my cause against a faithless nation. Rescue me from those who deceive and from those who are unjust. For you are the God of my strength. Why have you thrust me aside? Why must I go about mourning under pressure by the enemy? Send out your light and your truth. Let them be my guide. Let them lead me to your holy mountain and to the places where you live. Then I will go to the altar of God, to God my joy and delight. I will praise you on the lyre, God, my God. My soul, why are you so downcast? Why are you groaning inside me? Hope in God, since I praise him again for being my Savior and God. The Hebrew for light is or. It's a masculine noun meaning light. In a literal sense, it is used primarily to refer to light from heavenly bodies, but also for light itself. The pillar of fire was a light for the wandering Israelites. One day God, who is clothed with light, a manifestation of his splendor, will replace the light of the heavens with his own light. Light is always used as a positive symbol, such as good fortune, victory, justice and righteousness, and guidance, and a bearer of deliverance. Expressions involving light include the light of one's face, meaning someone's favor, to see light, meaning to live, and to walk in the light, meaning to live by God's known standards. Yeshua is the light of truth. He is the living Torah made flesh. He is the only light that shines in darkness. He is the living word of Yahweh. Psalm 119:105. Your word is a lamp for my feet and a light on my path. John 1:1-5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. All things came to be through him, and without him nothing made had being. In him was life, and the life was the light of mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not suppressed it. John 3:19. Now this is the judgment. The light has come into the world, but people loved the darkness rather than the light. Why? Because their actions were wicked. John 9:5. While I'm in the world, I am the light of the world. Isaiah 42:1-9. Here is my servant whom I support, my chosen one in whom I take pleasure. I have put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the goyim. He will not cry or shout. No one will hear his voice in the streets. He will not snap off a broken reed or snuff out a smoldering wick. He will bring forth justice according to truth. He will not weaken or be crushed until he has established justice on the earth, and the coastlands wait for his Torah. Thus says God, Adonai, who created the heavens and spread them out, who stretched out the earth and all that grows from it, who gives breath to the people on it and spirit to those who walk on it. I, Adonai, called you righteously. I took hold of you by the hand. I shaped you and made you a covenant for the people, to be a light for the goyim, so that you can open blind eyes, free the prisoners from confinement, those living in darkness from the dungeon. I am Adonai, that is my name. I yield my glory to no one else, nor my praise to any idol. See how the former predictions come true, and now new things do I declare. Before they sprout, I tell you of them. Personal thoughts of Yeshua the light. Do you remember when you were in darkness, and Yeshua brought you into the light? What was that like? Blessings over the Omer. Blessed are you, Adonai, our God, King of the universe, who has sanctified us with his commandments and has commanded us concerning the counting of the Omer. Today is 22 days, which are 3 weeks and 1 day of the Omer. The Merciful One, may he return to us the service of the temple to its place speedily in our days. Amen, Selah, Bo Yeshua, Bo, in Yeshua's name, Amen.